We're going to talk about a fun event that comes up this time every year. The folks at the Cam Middle School are getting ready to open up for business for the greenhouse. And Sandy Booker joins us this morning to talk a little bit about that. Sandy, it's always an exciting time of the year. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How's things at the greenhouse?
You know what? They're doing a lot better than we expected with the winter that we've had. We're pretty happy.
Boy, we did have a kind of a rotten winter. I know there's a lot of winter kill out there, not just in the lawns, but in some of the shrubs and things. And folks are looking, scratching their heads, wondering what in the world are we going to have to do this spring to get something to look nice.
That's true. And you wonder when should you actually get something and start worrying about planting. But we're hoping that we're turning the corner and headed towards some warmer weather.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, the greenhouse, a lot of that stuff, you know, it's indoors, it's protected. But the outside weather in the winter really does have an impact on that when we have a bad winter?
It does, because with our greenhouse, it uses propane. And anybody that used propane this winter knows that the costs went up substantially. So most of our plants, we start in the science room from seeds. And then when it gets warm enough and they start getting kind of out of their fragile stage, then we take them up to the greenhouse. And we had to hold off a little bit longer than we really wanted to this year, just simply because of the high cost of propane.
Well, you're running a business. You know, the costs are going to be a key factor.
Exactly, and that's one thing that I did tell the kids, and I do have to say that Randy Doherty at 21st Century Co-op always works with us really well to get us a price that we can handle and to sell it at his price. So that helped out immensely. Even by the time we ordered, you know, it was already kind of high up there in the rate, but Randy always does a great job working with us.
Yeah. Now, are those some decisions that the kids are involved in as well? Is this a good business opportunity for them to learn how things work when things don't go necessarily the way you want?
They do to some extent. Some of it's kind of my decision, but as one of the students told me when I was kind of looking at things, and I said, wow, you know, things just aren't looking good this year because we're not getting our flowers to do what we want to do. And one of the kids said, you know, Miss Booker, we make all of our money off of our hanging baskets and our vegetable plants, and we're going to be okay. And you know what? It just it kind of brought me back down to earth. And I said, you are right. That's where we make most of our money. So they do have a pretty good sense when they're eighth graders as to what goes on in the greenhouse. And they do understand. Most of these kids are farm kids, or a lot of them are. They understand that when prices rise, that things, maybe a business isn't going to have a stellar year, but you can kind of compensate for some of those.
Well, who would have thought that a student could be a calming influence for a teacher? I thought it usually worked the other way around.
No, with me, sometimes it works a lot of that way. So sometimes they make a very good, valid point, and he was very correct on that.
Well, but it's nice to have a lot of hands to help out. It's nice to have a lot of eyes to look at different things, and that's kind of what you have.
Exactly. In fact, every 7th and 8th grader, whether they are in our Man and His Environment class, which is who does the greenhouse, they have been up to the greenhouse and helped us, because once we got everything moved up there, the transplanting came a lot quicker than we thought, and we needed to play catch-up. So those kids got to go up. They saw what it was like, all 7th and 8th graders. I even changed the channel this year on the radio so that they could listen to a little bit more hip-hop and pop music instead of some of the stuff that we normally listen to. And those kids were very helpful and said, wow, this is a lot of fun. So they understood a little bit more about the business.
Yeah. Is this a kind of a unique program for schools to have around the area?
I think it is, because I can't think of very many middle schools that have the opportunities that we do with a greenhouse and an outdoor classroom, and to tie those two subjects or two areas together.
Well, and it's a great opportunity for the kids to really kind of get a leg up. You might see these types of things in some cases in some of the high schools, some places, but they learn a lot here early on when they're still kind of, you know, interested in those types of things. They haven't really formulated their plan for the rest of their lives yet, so there's still a lot out there for them.
And this has become kind of popular, as far as we do have kids that have gone into horticulture. Mm-hmm. And one thing I really want to bring up this year, Jim, is that the class of 2013 from Cam High School last year left their class fund, their leftover money, to the greenhouse. And that was just very humbling to me, that they thought enough about the greenhouse, and not every student had taken the class, but they realized what a great opportunity it was for kids, and they had the opportunity to pay it forward for more kids. So we were able to make some improvements in the greenhouse thanks to the funds that those kids left us from the class of 2013.
Well, that says a lot. What type of improvements?
We put in a new weed barrier floor, which we badly needed. And the old one was ripping and tearing, and we were concerned with people tripping on it. We also have to cut our greenhouse in half on the inside, and we usually used a plastic tarp, and that was getting very old, and we needed to replace it. So we upgraded by buying a canvas tarp, which helped a lot to keep the heat in one area of the greenhouse. And then we also upgraded. We've been using popsicle sticks for years, which get hard to read. We upgraded to plastic labels, and as one of the eighth graders said this year, you know what, Miss Booker, I think we actually look like a greenhouse now. So we were able to take money that they had given us, make those improvements, buy new containers, new seed starting containers, and we still have some of that money left over that we want to do something in the greenhouse to really honor that class of 2013 for thinking of us and giving the opportunity for so many more students down the road to experience what they experienced.
Absolutely. Well, so now you're getting close to that time, usually right around Mother's Day. You get ready to see the fruits of all this labor and have the big sale. So this is kind of like finals week for the greenhouse, huh?
It actually is, and we need as much sun as we can get to really make those flowers start popping with some blooms. We will be open Friday, May 9th from 3:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, May 10th from 9 to noon. And we are located in the bus parking lot, which is east of the middle school here in Messina. We have lots of bedding plants. We have probably our most popular thing, which is hanging baskets, which this year we've incorporated in some wave petunias in those. And we have a lot of vegetable plants, which are, like I said, my one student said, that's where we make our money.
Mm-hmm. A good variety of things again this year?
We do. We have a lot of different tomatoes. We always try to stick with the ones that people have asked us for, but we don't have a lot of heirlooms this year. We did go with a Brandywine. We do have cucumber plants. We have a lot of different peppers this year, so those people that wanted to can, we put in some habaneros that they had been asking for, so those and some serrano chili peppers. So a lot of variety there. Most of our plants, as far as flowers, are annuals, kind of your marigolds and kind of trying to think off the top of my head, different types of vincas and some of those types of things, and a few perennials, not as many as what we've had in the past, but a pretty good mix of things, lots of petunias too.
Well, so you guys respond to what people ask you for. So does this require some extra research from the students to make sure that maybe something they're not familiar with, that they know exactly what they need to do to make it the best possible?
When they plant it, we keep data on it because that gives us an idea of when we plant every year. We always start our flowers as soon as we come back from Christmas vacation in January. And they have to look on there and see what is the planting depth, when are they going to germinate. So all that data is kept. And they get a little upset if they don't germinate within those 7 to 10 or 10 to 14 days. And we have to remind them, just be a little bit patient. Sometimes it takes those just a little bit longer to pop up. So then they're pretty anxious when they start to see flowers, and then they know when they transplant them that you can't handle them a whole lot. They're still pretty fragile stage, and they understand kind of those processes too. And of course, the labeling issues, we have to make sure that we label everything correct, because everybody wants to buy the plant that they think they're buying and not get something that they weren't intending to get.
Absolutely. A lot of quality control there too. You got to make sure everything's done properly. The prices, have they changed much from last year?
We're thinking about keeping them where they are, just simply because it is a fundraiser. Our costs have gone up this year, and we're just kind of still hem-hawing around a little bit with the kids to see what they want to do, because they do have, you know, the idea of what they want to put on prices. But I think we're probably going to stay right where we were.
Well, very good. Well, I know you see a lot of familiar faces each year when you open up the greenhouse.
We do, and we have this on the Cass County Outdoor Classroom Facebook page, where the kids have been able to take up their smartphones. I have a dumb phone, so I can't do that. But they've been taking pictures and posting those pictures of the kids working on there and the plants that we have, so people can see kind of what's going on. So we've incorporated a little bit more technology with it this year also.
So mom and dad don't have to wait for the report card to be able to see that their students are actually working hard.
Exactly. They've got it right there. They have proof.
Excellent. Well, Sandy, I know it's something that a lot of folks do wait for each and every year. They like to support the project and appreciate the good quality stuff that you guys do produce there. Again, the dates and the hours.
Friday, May 9th from 3:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, May 10th from 9 o'clock until noon.
And it'll get picked over pretty quickly, huh?
It does. We had people ask us last year to make more hanging baskets, which we have done, but usually on Friday, those hanging baskets are gone. We have 40 hanging baskets this year, so if you want one, you better be one of the first 40 people in the door, otherwise they're usually gone.
Very good. Well, there's a premium on the good stuff. You got to make sure you get there in plenty of time. Sandy, thanks so much for all you do for the kids there at the CAM Middle School, and what a great project that is. Best of luck to you.
And thanks, Jim, because I know a lot of people listen to KJN, and they're listening for this announcement every year. And I look forward to doing an interview with you because that gets them in the door. We appreciate you guys' help.